In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, so those who heard and received in faith the testimony of Peter that day, on that Acts 2 day, the day of Pentecost, all those who received that testimony of Peter that day were all that day baptized. All 3,000 of them. It was what pastors call a good day. Not bad. All were added to the communion, to the fellowship of the saints. And so they devoted themselves not only to the apostles' teaching, but also to its koinonia, to the conviction that theirs was the gracious gift of a common participation in the glory of a singular and extraordinary household and family, namely the household and family of our heavenly brother Jesus, whose own Father in heaven above is therefore our Father, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, to this and on account of this, they devoted themselves in all things and in every way for the common good, as one, of course, would, as one, of course, should. For that is what household and family is. That is what household and family does, or at least should do. For that is what they knew themselves to be, namely, a heavenly household and family at the table of their heavenly householder, in the breaking of the bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done now through the apostles. Through those charged now to act in the stead and by the command of their risen and ascended Lord, so that all might see the unfolding glory of Christ in the midst of them. In the midst of the select, the singular household of God. And so all who believed were and remained quite naturally and quite regularly together. All who believed quite naturally shared, because they had this shared understanding of themselves, they shared all things in common. As one might expect, as would, as should, the superabundantly blessed persons of a singular household and family. Their joy and their generosity in doing so was, as one would expect it to be, amongst those who know themselves to be united by God's grace as the singular household and family of the creator of the cosmos. It's a pretty good place to be. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds of all as any had need. After all, what else was there for any of them otherwise to do? What did they in such blessed communion in any way lack, so thus to hold back? In blessed communion with a beloved Son, whose own communion was and is with the God and Father of us all. Therefore, they did what was infinitely natural to them. In blessed communion with one another, they acted as would, they acted as should, all who know that what they have in Christ is everything, and what they otherwise have is not their own. in blessed fellowship with one another. They were joyfully generous with one another as beloved brothers and sisters, as fathers and mothers, as sons and daughters of the one who loved us first. Therefore, day by day they continued together in worship. Day by day they gave and they received, they shared in everything, not only in the breaking of the bread and the prayers of the table of our Lord, but also in the very sharing of their lives, in the very sharing of their homes, in all that they had. With glad and generous hearts, they did these very things, receiving one another as one would receive a beloved brother or sister, for that is what they knew themselves to be with one another. Consequently, on account of this manner of their giving thanks and praise to God, they were held in high esteem, interestingly enough, by those who knew them, by all the people, as one again might expect when you see such a marvelous thing. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. So that good day was followed by many other good days. And the Lord continues still to do this, to add to their number, does he not? From every nation under heaven. Therefore, may the Spirit-wrought conviction of those who have been added still to the very same household and family of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, may the spirit of these be that of those who first were so, for Jesus' sake. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.